So now we waited a month. You're getting your grub on. The treatment has proven to be successful. And so now we are moving into the surgery.
Yes, and what I wanted to mention about the treatment, my oncologist informed us that I responded to the treatment very well because dissolved the tumor to a very little bit, a very little bit of malignancy.
Okay.
We didn't know at the time how much it affected the lymph nodes, but at least the tumor was down to just a very little bit.
Okay.
So she was very happy with the results of the chemotherapy.
Good.
Now it's time to get the surgery done. I had to wait a month for the surgery.
Okay.
And I decided at the time of surgery that I did not want reconstruction done.
Now, let's back up a bit. Why? So you just said that the doctor was very, very proud and happy, and we're all excited that the chemotherapy was effective and it dissolved the tumor down to a little bit, and we're not quite sure about the lymph nodes. Even with this good news, why would you continue with the double mastectomy?
Oh, because, okay, that's a good question. The thing is, I could have just done, I didn't decide to get the double mastectomy at that time. I decided to get the double mastectomy when they told me I had the malignancy in the one breast.
Mm.
And I failed to mention that the cancer was not in the breast that was giving me all the problems.
The blues, right.
It wasn't even in that breast. It was in the opposite breast.
Right. Okay. I remember that, okay.
So my reason for getting the double mastectomy is because the breast that wasn't affected gave me the most problems, so why would I leave it?
Okay.
To later on come back and then have to get more biopsies and more malignancy.
Yeah.
Take it. Don't need it.
Right.
Take it.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So that was my decision then. To have the double mastectomy off the bed. I didn't even have to think about it.
Before all of the chemotherapy,
before all that, yeah, I said I'm getting a double mastectomy.
Right,
now, I didn't really decide at that time when I decided to get the double mastectomy, I didn't decide whether I was going to do a reconstruction at the time or not.
Right, okay.
That came later.
And I remember DeMaurier telling me about that too, that you weren't sure, but you were sure that you were going to have the double.
Absolutely.
Ask some questions.
Okay.
Losing the hair as a result of the chemotherapy and the eyelashes and whatever, we get it. It's only hair, but now we're moving into
physical.
Your body.
Mm-hmm.
How does that affect you as a woman, knowing that you're going in to remove a part of your body that is associated with being a woman?
Mm-hmm. That's a very good question, because I had some emotions. I had some dilemmas, some thoughts of, well, now I'm going to be missing some key parts to my body,
mm-hmm.
and now I got to deal with this. So, but I can't, every time you have those emotions and those thoughts, it comes all the way, it automatically brought me back to, well, this is what I have to do to live.
Right.
And in order to live, I have to do this.
Wow.
So I knew that was the most important thing for me at that time. So if I got to a point where at some point in my life that I felt less of a woman or lost my self-esteem, then I would deal with that at that time. But right now, I got to deal with the decision of saving my life.
Right.
So that's why I came to the decision of getting the double mastectomy. And I didn't really care about what the effects would be later.
Okay.
All I needed to know and all I knew then at the time, I have to live and I have to save my life. Forget about it. If I lose a leg, a limb, or whatever, it doesn't matter. Just let me live.
Wow.
So that was how I dealt with that decision.
That is powerful. There are women out there who are struggling with that. I mean, my dear friend, her mother chose not to do any of what you're doing. And she died far too soon and left behind her daughter and her grandson. And so I want to spend some time with her to get her story of how it feels to have someone who you love so dearly to just choose not to fight. And so here you are on the other side, giving it your all. I am so proud of you.
Thank you, Marlon.
Yeah, and then to sit here with someone the age of your son, a male, and then share the intimate accounts of your story is such a beautiful thing, because women from your generation don't do that. I mean, you don't talk. You keep it all in. You're stoic. You're strong. You carry the weight of the family. But here you are putting it all out on the line in hopes of reaching back and helping some other woman. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Yes, because this is something that is going to continue. It's not going to stop here.
Right, right.
So if I can help one person, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Fight is the key.